We closed down last week on a positive note for our grain markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Let's be honest, last week was quite a rough week for our grain markets. But Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing said,
"Yeah, it's nice to see a green candle at the end of this week, especially, you know, the way we pressed lower all week. Corn erased over 20 cents there through the first 4 days, and just wasn't a whole lot going for either market. Couldn't find the bullish catalyst to kind of stop the bleed leading to the downside and push us higher.
We had a few flash sales of corn and beans to Mexico last week, but with that, our weekly exports weren't all that great.
Demand, I mean, is good, but we haven't found any new demand. No big surprises there coming in. You talked about a few flash sales, but overall export for the week on the export sales yesterday weren't all that great. Sounds like there's decent progress being made with China and the U.S. on a trade deal, but not much of that included anything with ag. So just a lot of question marks.
But when it comes to our grain markets, weather continues to be the main story.
Pretty good rains falling all across the Corn Belt, and we're heading into July with pretty good moisture in most places. I know there's places that don't have it or could still use a little more, but for the most part, the Corn Belt and the growing areas are sitting pretty decent on moisture. And then you throw in a big crop out of South America. It seems like every time we turn around, that second crop corn down there is getting revised higher by private estimates or whoever it is. It just seems like we're going to have a lot of supply in South America to compete with on the world market.
And it's not just South America with a lot of acres. It's also the U.S.
And big acreage here in the U.S. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Production's looking like it's going to be good with big acres. We were going to need some hiccups here to get this thing fired up, and the funds leaning on the short side have had no reason to buy out of that. They just continue to add to that, and with the weather forecast going forward, doesn't tell us there's going to be any production problems coming up here before the end of the year. Just looks like we're going to have a decent sized carry out. Supply is not going to be our problem. We're going to need to continue to find demand to push these prices higher.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.